You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we have the privilege of speaking with Emmanuel Rose, founder of Strategic E-Marketing, an advertising agency that integrates traditional marketing campaigns, marketing automation, and social media campaigns. Emmanuel, certainly a privilege to have you part of Enterprise Radio.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to speak with you today, Eric. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. So first of all, what are the most important marketing strategies for 2014?
Well, we continue to see the essential nature of digital marketing to play an important role in both business-to-business marketing and business-to-consumer marketing. The most essential piece still is keeping your website up to date, mobile enabled, and allowing people to access that first source of information about your company from the device that they choose from. And there's no shortage now of ways. Desktop is still important, but continues to be less so. And so we have to make sure that we've got options for people from both mobile phone and then the variety of tablets that are out there. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is to continue to optimize for search engines and search traffic. So that means having up-to-date content on the website, and that you're continually building content based on what clients and prospects are searching for, and that should really be at the very least a monthly basis, and really should be a weekly flow of information. Then third would be looking at reaching out to your clients, just like in the old days we used to send direct mail, both newsletters by mail and postcards and letters. Now we're sending email, and if you're not on an email campaign, then you need to get on one, and really should be looking at marketing automation and content specific marketing campaigns that are happening in the background all the time to develop qualified prospects for your sales department. And then, of course, the ubiquitous one that is the topic everywhere is social media, and to claim, update, and optimize your social media presence that is specific to the target markets that you're looking to draw clients from. So each of these services now is drawing specific demographics and psychographics of people. So, for instance, YouTube tends to be big with the Generation X, and Pinterest tends to be really big with the female population. So you start to stratify or understand where those groups of people are spending their time, and then develop social media that is in line with that service.
If you would, hit on what is marketing automation.
Marketing automation is the idea that you would develop content, say six pieces of content, could be three or four emails. Like, for instance, if you have a health club, you would develop content around a specific program that you have, maybe CrossFit or TRX, and then would be an email about what is TRX. Then the second email would be, here's a TRX instructor and what you can expect to get from the class. And then the third email might be, here's a member that took a TRX class and got great results. And then a fourth email could be, here's an offer to participate in TRX class for the first week for free. Those emails would be created all in advance. And then, once somebody either signed up for an email newsletter about TRX or visited your website, then they would get those emails automatically over the course of 4 to 10 days, those four emails would get what we call dripped onto them over the course of a period of time.
And does one still need constant contact, MailChimp or iContact? Are they still valuable?
They have some elements of that, but there are automated marketing systems or software out there that are more sophisticated as far as being able to track and report. So it's really time to upgrade from Constant Contact or iContact into a marketing automation software.
Thanks for that feedback. Today we're joined by Emmanuel Rose, founder of Strategic E-Marketing, an advertising agency that integrates traditional marketing campaigns, marketing automation, and social media campaigns here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Emmanuel, what do I need to know to be successful in social media campaigns?
Well, social media is a complex beast. There's no doubt about that. At one level, but on another level, it really comes back to where are people spending their time and what content do they want to look at or consume. And so you've got to look and see what questions you're getting from prospects, what are the outcomes that people get from spending money with your company, and then gently providing content that draws them into your prospect cycle. So, for instance, if you have some visually appealing part of your product, then you would want to develop Tumblr and Instagram and develop and post photographic content. If it's more video oriented, then obviously YouTube and Vimeo and some of those other services. And then everything can be posted to Facebook and then reflected out to these other services. So we like to develop content and then what I call chop it up and send it out to the various services. So it's helpful to build a blog post, gather your photos or video, and then that way you've got fresh content for your website, which is valuable for the search engines and for people who are already familiar with your brand, and then take that same content and push it out to these other services, which then draws people back to your website.
And lastly, how do we create all the content we need for social media?
Well, that is a challenge to create good content, to manage it and then push it out to the services. And so, I say that we're all in the content development business now. We're all basically publishers. And, so you've got to be structured and somewhat disciplined, within your company as far as creating a calendar, creating specific timelines for each part of the content. And then distribution timelines, either that or you hire somebody to manage that for you and then just write the check.
I hear you. Well said. If you would tell our listeners where they can be in contact with you, also get more information about Strategic E-Marketing online.
Yeah, the website is strategicemarketing.com, and you can find us on Facebook, the facebook.com/strategicemarketing, or on Twitter at @strategic_e.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, I think it's important to consider the fact that though the internet is the primary source of information for almost everybody making decisions about how to spend their money. So no matter what your industry, whether you're selling pool chemicals business to business or you're the pool cleaner selling to pool owners, you've got to be on the internet and leveraging the power of social media.
Emmanuel, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us here today. Great content for us.
Okay, great, Eric. Thanks for your time also.
You bet. We've been speaking with Emmanuel Rose, founder of Strategic E-Marketing, an advertising agency that integrates traditional marketing campaigns, marketing automation, and social media campaigns. And once again, the website of reference is strategicemarketing.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.